Well, good morning. You know, we call this the youth message on the online service, but it's really for all of us, young and old. It's basically the same message that we bring on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. But June is a very interesting month, as we are in the middle of June now. It's one of the most exciting months, I think, of the year. Filled with anticipation and lots of joy. Just about everyone enjoys summer because summer is beginning. You can tell it's getting hot. School year is ending or have ended. Young people are graduating from high school and college, and folks everywhere are looking forward to vacations, family trips, get-together, sun-filled weekends, picnics, barbecue, and many other good times. But June is also a month that has a special day in it, and it is June the 14th. Now, I'm recording this today, June the 14th, and I hope and pray you know what June the 14th is. It's Flag Day. Not any old flag, the United States of America flag. It's a day that we honor and respect the flag, and we just celebrate the freedom that we have in this country. That's what the flag stands for. It stands for freedom. It stands for all kinds of blessings that we have in this country because of our forefathers, and where they had give up their lives in order to keep us free. And the flag is our symbol. It's a representation of our freedom. So Flag Day is a very important. And you know what else today? Just a little tidbit. Former President Donald J. Trump. It is his birthday. And we like singing birthday songs. So let's just sing a little happy birthday song for President Trump. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Donald J. Trump, the 45th President of the United States. Well, there's all kinds of things happening in June. You know, another one coming up on the 20th. Now, I'm recording this, like I say, on the Flag Day, the 14th, but it's another day. That is always celebrated, well, at least in recent years. Maybe a long time ago, they kind of recognized it, but it really never became an official day. But now, the former presidents, they have designated Father's Day to be a day that we just celebrate and say, thank you, fathers, for the gift you have given to us. So Father's Day is an important day. As fathers, we think about things that happen in our lives because, like, we all have a mother, we all have a father. We might not have a good father, we might not have a good mother, but guess what? We all have one because it takes a mother and a father to have a child. But fathers in general, earthly fathers that I'm talking about, and I know I'm one of them, we have fallen short an awful lot of things being an earthly father. You know what's really neat about babies coming into the world? They don't come with an owner's manual. Mom and dad have to do it by the seat of their pants, so to speak. But fathers play a big role in our life, and there is scripture talks about fathers too. And I want to share with you about a loving father. And it comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, 11 through 32. Now, this is a story. We've been talking about parables and how Jesus taught in parables. So this is the story of the lost son. Now, you know, parable is a earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. It's a little lengthy, but I hope and pray that you'll be able to grasp a hold of the forgiving father. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, I want my share of your estate now, instead of waiting until you die. So his father agreed and divided his wealth between his sons. A few days later, the younger son packed all of his belongings and took a trip to a distant land, and there he wasted all his money on wild living. And about the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to help hire him to feed his pigs. The boy became so hungry that even the pods that he was feeding to the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. And when he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "Self, at home, even the hired men have food enough to spare, and here I am, dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both you and heaven. I am no longer worthy of being your child, your son. Take me on as a hired hand.'" So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long distance away, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. And he said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. I am no longer worthy of being called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe to the house and put it on him. Get a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and kill the calf that we have been fattening in the pen. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead, and now he has returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So the party began. Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working, and when he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house. And he asked one of the servants, "What's going on?" "Your brother is back," he was told, "and your father has killed the calf that we were fattening and prepared a great feast. We are celebrating because of his safe return." Oh, the older brother was angry, and he wouldn't go in. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, "All these years I have worked hard for you and never once refused to do a single thing you told me to do. And in all that time, you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet, when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the finest calf that we have." His father said to him, "Look, dear son, you and I are very close, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and now has come back to life. He was lost, but now he is found." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Nowhere is the life-changing truth of the Father, the heart of God, is more evident than in one of the little Johns, the epistle, 1 John 3:1, which declares, "And you heard me sing it. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the children of God." So Father's Day is an exciting day. Yeah, earthly fathers have fallen short. I know I have fallen short. But you know what? God extends the promise of forgiveness to all. Good fathers, bad fathers, all people. In 1 John 1:9, talks about the reconciliation. And in Malachi 4:6, talks about the finished work of Jesus Christ, prophesied. Well, it's a wonderful thing to be able to celebrate Father's Day. And I hope and pray, well, we're talking about grandfathers too. We're talking about family. But I want to give you a little tidbit on the parable that Jesus taught. You see, the older brother pictured himself as a paragon of righteousness and responsibility. And he relishes his role as the good son. Yet the hardness of his heart revealed his action to the wayward brother's return. When the father ordered a joyous party, the oldest brother resented, and his anger was just boiling over. In this parable, though, Jesus, pointing out to the Pharisees resentment over sinners repenting and being welcomed into God's kingdom, an unwillingness to forgive is evidence that one's own heart is consumed by pride and selfishness. So we just need to always ask God to forgive us or any resentments we might have. Any resentments we have against our earthly father on Father's Day or even our earthly mothers. If there's something there, we need to ask God to forgive and to open our hearts in love, even to those who don't deserve it. Now, we are called to love one another, and that's a wonderful thing because it's in the Bible and it says you must love one another and we must do that. But you know, I always said this before. Evangelist friend of mine said, you know, the scripture says you got to love one another, but you don't have to go to dinner with them or go fishing with them. Yeah, but you got to love them. You don't have to like them, but you got to love them. So it's a joy to be able to come and share this Father's Day about a forgiving Father. Father, we thank and praise you for all who listen to this little online service. And Father, we all have different things going on in our life, and we all need a special touch. And it's nice to know that we have the written word, but we have the Holy Spirit that teaches us about the forgiving Father. What a joy that is, the forgiving Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen.